A congressional hearing on the defense budget yesterday turned into a culture war showdown. NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben explains.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley responded sharply to questions from Florida Republican Representative Matt Gaetz about the study of critical race theory in the U.S. military.
I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend? And I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers, of being, quote, woke or something else because we're studying some theories that are out there.
Critical race theory is a decades-old academic approach to understanding institutional racism, but the phrase has become a political weapon for conservatives who have used it to cast discussions about race, particularly in schools, as divisive. Gaetz originally questioned Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, the nation's first black defense secretary, about how the department is addressing extremism, including white supremacy. Austin dismissed Gaetz's concerns about critical race theory.
I think that's a spurious conversation. And so we are focused on extremist behaviors and not ideology, not people's thoughts, not people's political orientation.
Milley tied concerns about extremism to lawmaker questions about a West Point seminar that reportedly referenced whiteness and white rage.
I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find that out.
C-SPAN captured Gaetz shaking his head while the chairman spoke. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.